This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A massive hunt continues in Colorado as authorities are looking for an 18-year-old woman said to be obsessed with the 1999 mass shootings at Columbine High School.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
That's FBI Special Agent Dean Phillips, who says that Saul Pais allegedly flew from Miami to Denver and immediately bought a shotgun and ammo. Schools around Denver are closed today because of the threat. This weekend will be the 20th anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. Donations from around the world are continuing to pour in to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. They've crossed the $1 billion mark less than 2 days after a fire devastated the 850-year-old Gothic treasure. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A 44-year-old man's in custody at a Philadelphia hospital after police claim he intentionally ran over three men and three women with his vehicle after an altercation yesterday afternoon. All of the victims are being treated at a local hospital. One is in critical condition. The one Republican candidate so far challenging President Trump for the 2020 GOP nomination says he believes the incumbent president's beatable. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld says...
I'm not sure how serious Mr. Trump is about governing, honestly. He has a one-word environmental policy hoax, a one-word immigration policy wall, and I think sometimes his lack of experience in preparation for the office shows.
Well, speaking there from New Hampshire on CNN a short time ago, he announced his campaign earlier this week, and this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Democrats in Congress who want to see President Trump's tax returns may face a long court battle. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman, who's also a tax law specialist, tells CNN it's also important to make sure the IRS is doing its job well.
It's the only way to enforce the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution and to make sure that the president isn't getting benefits and gifts of millions of dollars from foreign governments. It's also the only way to check that the IRS is following its policy.
Senator Bernie Sanders has released the last 10 years of his tax returns, which show his income crossed the $1 million threshold in 2016 and 17, but we reported less earnings in his most recent return. His 2018 return reveals that he and his wife Jane earned more than $550,000, including $133,000 in income from his Senate salary and $391,000 in sales of his book. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A tragedy at a college in New York. a student who was just weeks from graduating from Fordham University, which is a Catholic school in New York City, has died after a 30-foot fall from the campus clock tower early on Sunday morning.
Supposedly, it's like a tradition apparently for seniors to like sneak into the tower and climb up, and they're trying to like get good views of the city.
It's believed the 22-year-old woman fell through an opening in one of the stairway landings. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Checking the time, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Hurston with us right now. Yes, the one and only, no baloney, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm still in Maui. I mean, it's beautiful today. The winds are, they're a little bit quiet this morning. They've been rustling and bustling the last couple of days. But blue skies, sunshine, Molokai, right there in the front windshield. It's just gorgeous. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah, we've got gray skies here in Southern California.
Maybe I should send some blue skies over there, you know?
That'd be
nice. Or is it just gray because Cher realized that living in a sanctuary city, having illegals sent to her zip code, no bueno, huh?
You know, that definitely has created a gray sky, and that is also, I think, what's happened is Cher agrees with President Trump. And so there's ice skating in Hades now today. But the best meme I saw, it showed Trump with one of his debate faces and Cher tweeting out that, you know, there were too many people in L.A. We can't afford to have these migrants come. And Trump, the caption for him is, "I got you, babe."
Yeah, I thought that was
a great meme. but what it shows hypocrisy. And, you know, America gets to see the hypocrites that have set up these sanctuary states and sanctuary cities across this country that do it as a big virtue signal both to their base and to the illegals who vote, which we now know that that's real. And they what they do is with the virtue signaling is say, you know, we want the borders open, we want the votes, but we don't want this unfiltered mass of people that are gathered at the border to come to our community or our homes or our neighborhood. And it's incredible hypocrisy, and it's brilliant chess playing once again by Donald Trump, who just outed them all. Gavin Newsom came out this morning, the governor of California, criticizing the president for doing something that is illegal, proposing to do something that is illegal, that is inhumane, that is petulant. And it was almost like a Saturday Night Live routine. Wait a minute, Gavin. You're the one that says how wonderful this is, how compassionate it is, how we ought to open those gates. He supports Beto O'Rourke, who says we should tear down existing walls.
Exactly.
Then why in the world is there any problem if they're brought to your neighborhood? And by the way, what about all the places that over the entire 8 years of Obama that they took migrants, people coming over the border, and dispersed them throughout the country, particularly to red state rural communities? What about those people? It's hypocrisy. It is completely incomprehensible lack of reason, and it exposes them as phonies, because that's what they are.
Without a doubt.
Now, Cher
last year had said, hey, you should bring them into your home. Exactly.
Yeah, she said, bring them into your home, exactly. And she, not her home, Bill. She meant your home, Bill.
Right.
And so that's the key. But it turns out, I mean, supposedly, reportedly, this came from the mind of Stephen Miller, who happens mm-hmm. to be a genius. And it may have come from the mind of Donald Trump. It may have come out in a conversation.
James, we've been saying, you know, because California has sent him to Nancy Pelosi's district, you know, and of course she shouted out, you know, she there's no room in the inn over there in San Francisco.
Well, that's exactly right. No, it's hypocrisy. The truth is, you cannot have a complete, unfiltered, open border. It will initially cause tremendous harm to citizens, as it has, by increased crime, by threats to national security, by overloading the infrastructure, and by spreading disease. And that's exactly what's happening. And then later what it does is it destroys the nation, as it has throughout history. And there are people who wish to destroy our nation. Unfortunately, some of them have been elected to political office. But that doesn't mean that we should support or not stand in the way of any kind of policy that seeks that.
Well, Donald Trump has been an exposing agent, and clearly this is one of the biggest plays to, you know, pull down the shroud of this hypocrisy of the progressives and those on the left. It has called them into question. You know, the thing that has been galling me as we get up to the run-up to the full-blown 2020, a run and the Democratic candidates vying for a position. You've got some 20 now, and here they are claiming they've got the answer to immigration. And I'm going, wait a minute, you're in elected office right now. You haven't done anything since you've been in office. Why is it that you think because you're president, you're going to be able to make this happen? I mean, Donald Trump has tried time and again, but he's not getting any support, bipartisan support, to a bipartisan problem, which is immigration and what's been happening at our border. They only choose to try to make the president look bad at every turn. And then, of course, let's pigpile, thank you very much, the mainstream media and activist judges that have done everything they can to block every move that you would think would be reasonable to do that would discourage people from coming here, whether it's, the catch and release program, whether it's, look at, if you come in through an illegal entry, you're immediately sent back to your home country. Oh, God forbid, that's a problem. I mean, all reason is sent out the door here, James, so that progressives can continue to pomp and circumstance this thing and, blame Donald Trump for the immigration problem, but it's their policies that got us here. I mean, he's only been in office 2.5 years, but they make it seem like he has been the totality of the problem.
Oh, sure. I mean, they're disingenuous and playing the worst kind of partisan politics. The media and the Democrat Party, for example, focusing on the separation of children, when in fact that policy was implemented by the Obama administration. And the other thing, of course, is their rhetoric shifts on a dime. It was just a few weeks ago they were claiming that the idea that there's an emergency at the border is a fabrication by the Trump administration. They're making it up. And now, as the facts on the ground come to people's attention, even CNN, even MSNBC, even many of the presidential candidates on the Democrat side admit, yeah, well, it is kind of an emergency. We have Jay Johnson, former Homeland Security head for Obama, going on TV and saying, absolutely, folks, this is a crisis. We have to deal with this.
Well, we got to leave it right there for just a moment. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side of the break. More from James Hurston after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me? I'm losing my mind just a little.
Fresh
and independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez here as we continue our conversation with James Herson, a legal analyst and media analyst as well, right here. James, as we were discussing, you know, this whole situation, I mean, what the Democrats have done, we got the Mueller report coming out later on this week. They're all excited about this and maybe nervous, and because we're really not sure exactly what's going to happen. But, of course, the Democrats, they're not going to let any crisis go to waste, and they'll turn this into a crisis. So get ready. We're going to hear, you know, for the next couple of weeks, whatever they can possibly pull out of this Mueller report that makes the president learn. They're going to go, you know, full drive, overdrive on it. And, of course, meanwhile, we're still hearing, you know, let us see your taxes. Bernie Sanders said that he and his wife presented 10 years of taxes. And, of course, it was kind of interesting in the Fox town hall that was held with Martha McCallum and Bret Baier. You know, Bernie Sanders is not a very giving individual for a socialist, you know, and this is kind of what people need to understand about the socialists. They're about all the other people's money, not about their own. I mean, you know, most charitable giving, I think people understand about 10%, you know, whether you're religious or not, about 10% is that's a good number to shoot for. But Joe Biden, the same way, if you remember when his taxes were exposed, he was down to about 3%. Bernie Sanders, 3%. Barack Obama, I mean, say what you want to say about him. I mean, I think his was about 18-19%, you know, charitable giving. So, you know, it's quite the contrast there. And, you know, of course, they want to see Donald Trump's taxes and everything. And I think Sarah Sanders is right. They probably can't even understand his taxes any more than they could understand Mitt Romney's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, I want to talk about that hypocrisy of Bernie Sanders, but you had mentioned that we're looking forward to the Mueller report. I think that there are a few things we know that are not going to be in the report. There will be no indictments involving Russia collusion that have occurred or in the report. There are going to be no indictments for obstruction of justice that have occurred, are in the report, are going to happen in the future. But we can also be assured, what you said, that the Democrats, particularly Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Elijah Cummings, are going to have their staff searching that 400 pages, even if there's only one line. If it says that the president had flatulence in the Oval Office and blamed it on someone else, that will be something that needs a separate investigation, because
yes, it's a cause for global warming, no doubt. You start talking about flatulence, then we're in global warming.
That's right. It's a climate change crisis right there. So, but now to Bernie Sanders, and it was, I think, personally, that Fox News had, you know, a big part of their programming, at least East Coast prime time, to a Bernie Sanders town hall, is a travesty for Fox News, which is supposed to be an alternative network to the mainstream networks, because Bernie Sanders, for four decades, has associated himself with socialism, called himself a socialist. Socialism is inherently evil. It is based on the notion that government coercion should be used to steal from people. And every time it's tried, it spreads misery, and it causes people to lose their freedom. And in its full-blown effect, it is Venezuela, where people are forced to eat zoo animals. So Bernie Sanders, in a sane, well-informed country, would not be given the time of day. And, yes, he talks like Larry David, and he's funny, but he's the front runner now. And if the primary elections were held today, he would be the winner. He would be the nominee. That is it. That for a socialist, self-described socialist, to be in that position in the United States of America is an utter shameful thing. And the people that support him are primarily ill-informed millennials who didn't grow up during the Cold War, who don't pay attention to the empirical facts about socialism, don't understand its danger and how many people have suffered and even died because
of it. Exactly, in massive numbers. And the thing is, you know, it's quite telling even for this infomercial. I'm glad you pointed out, Fox, because we pointed out as well with Fox is that they really gave this away. I think they're overdoing it, trying to make nice with the DNC, because the DNC says we're not going to let you run one debate. And so here they are. They open up, the network to Bernie Sanders to come in to load the people. I mean, they load the audience with his people. I mean, clearly they did. But, you know, by the same token is that, you know, Bernie's talking about giving everything away, but he had to admit, you know, when Martha kept pushing him, saying, okay, where's the money going to come from? He goes, well, of course we're going to have to tax. So it's like, but he really kind of swallowed that really quick, and it was very soft, and there was no big follow-up on, you know, taxing. You know, it was like, you know, again, people need to be reminded there's no such thing as a free lunch here. I mean, free tuition, there's no say you're going to pay for it. You may have to take it from this other bucket. I mean, there's only 100% of the money that we've got. There's no more than that. And it's going to come from somewhere. Something is going to pay for for free tuition, for Medicare for all these socialist programs that he's proposing.
Yeah, and he constantly refers to the 1%, which is him, the Clintons,
yes,
the Obamas, and practically all of the candidates that are running for president, including Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Jerry Yang, and the whole bunch of them. It's amazing. The problem is that, you know, many people on the left operate on an emotional level, don't think critically, and what they end up doing is supporting people who are living examples of cognitive dissonance, of
exactly,
utter blatant hypocrisy, and Bernie Sanders is the worst of them. But really what we have is a field of people who have gone to the left of Bernie Sanders, which we didn't know there was such a thing, but there they are. And even Mayor Pete, who now has passed up Beto O'Rourke, you know, Mayor Pete is in third place in Iowa, third place in New Hampshire, has raised more money than Beto O'Rourke. He is now passed up Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Christine Gillibrand. And the guy, because he wasn't really showing his cards, he's very telegenic and he speaks very well, but now his policies are coming out and it's the same old thing. I mean, they use the word progressive, but they're really ardent Marxists, and it's extremely un-American. In addition, America's not ready for him in his poses with his husband making out. I just don't see America being quite ready for a presidential candidate with those kind of photo opportunities. But in any case, it shows how desperate the Democratic base is to find somebody new, because Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are ancient white men. And, you know, okay, so Mayor Pete, he may be white, he's young, and he's gay. They like that.
Yes.
So
supposedly he's a Christian. He's a very liberal. He believes in a very liberal philosophy, which, of course, CNN wrote about here recently in trying to make you think that secular America is tied, non-believers are tied with people that believe. But what they did was they bifurcated Catholics and evangelicals. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. As always, James, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A massive hunt continues in Colorado as authorities are looking for an 18-year-old woman said to be obsessed with the 1999 mass shootings at Columbine High School.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She's made comments to that effect, but she hasn't identified a specific threat to a specific school.
That's FBI Special Agent Dean Phillips, who says that Saul Pais allegedly flew from Miami to Denver and immediately bought a shotgun and ammo. Schools around Denver are closed today because of the threat. This weekend will be the 20th anniversary of the Columbine Massacre. Donations from around the world are continuing to pour in to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. They've crossed the $1 billion mark less than 2 days after a fire devastated the 850-year-old Gothic treasure. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about, dog bites. You know, when the bark is not worse than the bite. National Dog Bite Prevention Week is April the 8th through the 14th. And dog attacks are a nationwide issue and not just a postal problem. The Postal Service, joined by the American Humane, American Veterinary Medical Association, Insurance Information Institute, and State Farm Insurance, is driving home the message that dog bites are a national problem and education can resolve the issue. The encouraging news is that the number of postal employees attacked by dogs nationwide reached 6,244 in 2017, more than 500 fewer than 2016, but it's still a big problem. Today, the U.S. Postal Service is showcasing technology that alerts mail carriers of potential attacks while releasing the annual list of cities where the most dog attacks were recorded. The organization also highlights safety initiatives to help protect the employees and offer tips to pet owners. Unfortunately for us, we have, can I call you the dog bite expert? Is that fair? That's not,
yes,
Linda DiCarlo.
I believe that is fair, Bill.
Okay. Linda DiCarlo is back with us, USPS, manager of safety. Linda, you know, break it down for our audience so they understand, you know, what's been happening here.
Thank you so much, Bill. You know, as you said, National Dog Bite Prevention Week is coming up, and it's April 14th through the April 20th this year. And we're really focused on this issue because it is a serious issue for Postal Service employees. This year we had 5,700 carriers that were bitten or attacked by dogs. I can't tell you how many times we hear, don't worry, my dog doesn't bite. Well, I'm here to tell you if it has teeth, it can bite. Even good dogs have bad days. So we're really out there trying to raise awareness. We train our carriers on how to be alert and protect themselves, but we really need dog owners to step up and be responsible pet owners. And it's really not that complicated. There are a few things that they can do that will help protect our carriers, as well as anybody else who comes to your front door. The first and biggest is place your dog in a separate room, close the door, then greet whoever's at your front door. Don't let your dog run loose in the neighborhood. You know, and then another big tip for us is we ask that you also advise your kids not to take mail directly from the carriers when they're in the presence of the dog. The dog is doing its job and protecting its family. So in order to help some of our customers, as you said, we really rely on technology now. You know, training only goes so far. With our technology, we have a new scanner that you've seen all of our carriers using when they deliver mail to your house. Well, that scanner also provides an alert. And it lets them know within a couple of yards, 25 yards or 100 yards, they can set it as they like, that there's a dog on the property. We also have some technology available to our customers. You can arrange on USPS.com for package pickup, meaning you can schedule a carrier to come to your house to pick up your packages and take care of the shipping for you. Well, within that system, you can also let us know if there's a dog on the property. And then the biggest piece of technology that we're really encouraging your listeners to use is Informed Delivery. Informed Delivery is an application that will send you an email or a text message that tells you have mail coming that day. This really gives you an opportunity to ensure that your dog's on a leash, properly behind a fence, or in another room behind a closed door before we get there.
I got to imagine this new technology, it's win-win for the postal worker, for the homeowner, because a homeowner, by and large, doesn't want to hear about their dog, you know, biting a postal worker. I mean, because then you start getting, in, you know, problems with the mail delivery, you know, that could be interrupted. And, you know, and here it is, the pet, you know, of your that you love so much is causing a problem. And, you know, this is not good, but this technology is win-win if it's implemented, if it's utilized, right?
Absolutely. You know, nobody wants anybody to either lose a pet because it got out of control or scared anybody within the neighborhood. You know, and the Postal Service takes the safety of our carriers extremely seriously. So it will and could have an impact on delivery not only to your home, but also to the rest of your neighborhood if our carriers feel unsafe. So by just simply utilizing some of the technology that's available for free, you're able to have an alert yourself that there will be somebody coming to the door and give you that opportunity to take precautions.
Well, we're talking to Linda DiCarlo as the U.S. Postal Service Manager of Safety and OSHA Compliance Programs. Linda is responsible for developing and implementing nationwide safety and ergonomic programs on behalf of the postal carriers. Linda, how serious is dog biting for the general population?
You know, nearly 4.5 million people are bit by a dog in any given year. And generally, they tend to be the elderly, children, and unfortunately, our letter carriers and people that come to your door.
So, you know, taking a look at these statistics and seeing what this has done and what, you know, the Postal Service has done in terms of their behalf to try to, you know, ensure the safety of their postal workers, to, you know, allow the delivery of mail to go unheeded and certainly without an incident. What other tips do you have for our listeners, especially dog owners?
You know, as I said earlier, Bill, it's really very simple. We're looking for your help in helping us avoid the bite. And if you just remember, B-I-T-E, be a responsible pet owner. Make sure that you're with your animal at all times and that your animal's properly trained and that you recognize signs of stress within your dog. I, use Informed Delivery. Be alerted when mail is coming to your house or packages for delivery. T, take control of the dog. needs to be on a leash or behind a secure fence and away from where our carriers are delivering your mail. And finally, E, do all these things and you will ensure that continuing mail delivery stays at your home as well as the homes of all your neighbors.
Well, I like that, BITE. That's a great acronym, Linda. And I hope our audience, especially those with dogs, are taking notes because, you know, we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, education can go a long way. And, again, as you say, we want to make sure we keep the family pet secured. Make sure your dog is in a separate room or close that door before opening the front door to accept the mail. Dogs have been known to burst through screen doors or plate glass windows to attack visitors, right?
Absolutely.
And parents, this is also, you know, some of these ideas and tips are common sense when you think about them. Make sure the children, you know, don't take the mail directly from your letter carrier in the presence of your pet. The dog may view the letter carrier handing mail to a family member as a threat. And dogs, their very nature is to protect family members. So, you know, again, the reason that these tips are coming into play, because this has happened from time to time. I mean, it seems to be an easy thing. A carrier will hand the mail to a recipient there at the home, especially if it's, whether it's an adult or a child, and the dog's going to move to protect. So we want to make sure that, you know, that is mitigated, right?
Absolutely. And again, that's why we're asking for just responsible pet ownership. And that we ask that it happens every day, not just during National Dog Bite Prevention Week, but at least this week is our opportunity to raise awareness and make sure that everybody is looking out for each other. The Postal Service loves animals. We love dogs. But when 5,700 of our employees suffer and their families and their coworkers suffer from what is a lapse in judgment for a single split second, we just need people to be aware.
Well, without a doubt, as you said earlier, that you place safety of your employees as a top priority. If a letter carrier feels threatened or if a dog is loose or unleashed, you may have to ask the owner to pick up their mail at the post office until the letter carrier is assured the pet has been restrained. Or if the dog is roaming the neighborhood, it could even affect the entire neighborhood, right?
Yes, it could. And nobody wants either of those scenarios to occur.
Well, Linda, where can our listeners go for more information?
Thank you, Bill. They can go to USPS.com or use the hashtag #PreventDogBites. There's all sorts of information, resources. You'll also find links that will allow you to view the package pickup service that I mentioned and sign up for informed delivery.
Linda DiCarlo, USPS Manager of Safety on Bill Martinez Live. Linda, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Bill.
Now playing Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her to spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive tonight.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
Hi, I am Dr. Howard Franklin. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, or IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. There are different types of prescription treatment options for IBSD. Studies have shown that between 50 to 70% of patients fail to respond to either fiber or antispasmodic treatments. Don't give up hope. Ask your doctor about treatment options that might be right for you.
For more information, including different causes and resources, visit www.ibsdupclose.com. That's ibsdupclose.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Oh, you ever watch your kids melt down? You ever watch them have a meltdown? That starts when they're about 7 the first time. Hey, clean your room. Get off my back. I mean, really, your kids work a whole lot harder for your friends and neighbors than they do for you. I get calls all the time. Your sons are great. Your oldest is in my yard right now digging me a pool with a spoon. And they come home, they make a ham sandwich. They put the plate in the dishwasher. When does it end around here?
Jeff Allen, regarded as one of the premier clean comedians in the business, the America I Grew Up In tour has just announced, and his rapid-fire humor, which centers on marriage and family, is a hit for all ages, as you just got a little taste. And we're hoping to still connect with Jeff and get him on with us so we can talk about the tour. It is absolutely hysterical. Segments, the America I Grew Up In has had over 18 million views since February the 20th. Teenagers Are God's Revenge, over 10 million views since early March, and nearly 5 million views since the end of February, The Wife's Code. And we have that linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. You can get more of a taste of Jeff Allen there. It is hysterical, The Wife's Code. It is absolutely side-splitting, so hopefully we can, get Jeff on the air with us. He was scheduled to come on, obviously, and, things happen with live radio. That's, we have to be flexible for that. So until he comes on, coming up in this next hour, we're going to be visiting with Arthur Brooks. Arthur Brooks has been the president of the American Enterprise Institute. I understand that he's going to be retiring this year. He's put in so much effort with AEI, and he has a new documentary that has come out that, in a sense, is kind of an opus to his life's work. You know, for 20 years, his passion has been, what's going on with poverty? What is happening here? Are we moving the needle? You've heard us talk about poverty here in America after, some $22 trillion, the war on poverty
that was reintroduced back in the mid-60s with Lyndon Baines Johnson. We were at 15%, and after $22 trillion, we're at 15.1%. So, you know, after all is said and done, the return on investment, not all that bueno, I think we could all agree. And there are many people still in poverty that is absolutely heartbreaking as you travel this country and you see the number of homeless. In my passing through Los Angeles here recently, as I was driving around, I was just shocked to see the number of homelessness and people, you know, setting up tents on highway overpasses. I've not seen that before. I mean, you would see it in certain areas of the city. And when I was in Los Angeles radio, we did a lot to do what we can to help, you know, the different centers that were supporting the poor in Southern California. And I know that many of you have done so as much, but it's like, okay, what are we doing? Are we making any headway here? But there's some good news. Arthur Brooks is going to be sharing some good news here in terms of what has happened internationally and around the world. And also the timing of his, like I say, it's a bit of an opus because it's kind of a culmination, looking back, of 20 years worth of work and his passion about doing something about poverty. And he thought, okay, well, I'm going to go in and talk to people. And and this is the thing, you know, whether it's a show like this or what Arthur was able to do, to go out and talk to people, get at the ground level and find out, okay, what, you know, what's actually happening and where is poverty, you know, where are they making headway? Because in some cases, I mean, it's incredible where poverty has been decreased by 80%. Can you imagine? I mean, here, could we, you know, we should be as a free America, as the leaders of capitalism, we should be having these kind of reports, but we're not. And what is it that has gotten in the way of that? So I'm looking forward to that conversation with Arthur Brooks about his new documentary. And also the timing of it is ingenious because in light of this country, you know, our discussions about socialism and versus capitalism, you know, why is it that the young kids coming up in school, why is there some sort of basis on which they are willing to choose socialism over capitalism? And, you know, what we always have to consider is what begets the other. You know, as many of us who believe in capitalism, in the purity of it, we're able to see, yes, there are certain flaws in capitalism. There's no perfect system because humanoids... you know, we're involved, and humanoids have a way, as being defective individuals as we are, as trying to social engineer and getting in the way of the natural, you know, the natural inertia of capitalism. And, you know, there should be some boundaries with capitalism. If not, you have the expression and aberration of capitalism that you have in America today, and which has given rise to the young kids saying, hey, look, at capitalism doesn't work. You know, it's unfair. You know, the fact that there is this tremendous inequality. Now, I believe that a person is worth their due and their hard work. But when it gets to a point where there is such a grave discrepancy and you start to have the haves and have nots, people who have worked hard, and they're not able to climb the ladder, and for whatever reason or not, I mean, you know, to a certain degree, some people are not able to climb the ladder because it's of their own choosing. They choose not to, you know, maybe not work as hard, not to be as diligent, and not to, you know, I guess follow the rules. And by follow the rules, I'm not talking about government rules. I'm just talking about the rules of life, the rules that say that we should be fair and honest and integrous. And, you know, those are things that individually people need to ascertain, meditate on, and evaluate to say, okay, are they being fair about their assessment of capitalism? Because capitalism in and of itself is neutral. It's what we choose to do with it that aberrates it and adds to the misrepresentation of capitalism. You know, here we are in a capitalistic society. We have been the pioneers of it. We have given rise to so many, you know, ideas, entrepreneurs, enterprises, you know, not only here in this country, but dare I say around the world, and what we've been able to do. You know, we hear that saying that all tides, you know, higher tides give rise to all boats. That's true in part, but we also have to kind of keep an eye on it to say, is it fair or is it unfair? And right now, what is being presented is that it's more than fair, inordinately fair for the top 1%, but for the 99, maybe not so much. And in that 99, you've got the entire spectrum that's involved. But at the very heart of all this is what we've talked about on the show many times. It comes down to having a fair shot at being successful, you know, having a job. You know, I think this was the problem and why the misery index of America was so, you know, was so high and off the charts in the previous administration because of all the social engineering that was taking place and government intervention and regulation. And, you know, they just cannot believe that, you know, things will rise to their own level if you take the hindrances out of the way. Donald Trump understood that. So he took away the regulations, started eliminating regulations, as you'll recall. Originally, the goal was, we're going to, for every new regulation, we're going to eliminate two. Well, now we're, what, like 22 to 1 now? You know, for every new regulation, 22 regulations are being edited out. And look what's happening. You know, we've had a resurgence in jobs, and we have a ways to go yet. There are things to improve. But I believe we're moving in the right direction. And, of course, this creates some problems for the Democratic Socialists who are sold out on this socialism idea. And the examples that they will use are really not totally adequate. I mean, you know, when they talk about Sweden, because you have to understand the full story of what's gone on in Sweden and in Norway, that they were at once, one time socialistic. They tried it, but they were smart enough to say, look, this isn't working. You know, we've got to do something different. So they started gravitating, you know, again, toward a capitalistic enterprise where people could be free. See, at the very core of all this is liberty. You hear me talk about liberty all the time. I believe that is the core, that we have to look at anything that we do. Does it free people? Or is it enslaving people? Is it limiting their human potential? And that should be the true litmus test. Not that it's a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. Forget about the politics. Let's just get the philosophy down. If it's fair-minded and everybody has a fair chance to win an opportunity, I think we're moving in the right direction. And we have to consider that the social engineering of governmental operatives who come in and say, look, we're going to take people's money and we're going to assign it to a certain sector and problem, time and again, that hasn't proven to be very effective. We need to do a better job at assigning and determining where our investment, where our money is going to, so that we do promote liberty, not that we promote generations of welfare recipients, which, you know, sadly is part of the legacy of today's America. But we still have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. The opportunity is still here. And this is why we have to stand up and we have to be a government of, for, by, we the people, which means we're responsible for the government we have. So there is the challenge that lies before us. As I mentioned, Arthur Brooks is going to be coming up in just a few moments, so stay with us.
And my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers.